1.51. Phone call 1.
Everything went wrong. I only managed half a day on Wednesday, the first day, and on Thursday we started late, so I'm already behind. I've been suffering from the heat. It's absolutely boiling, and the humidity is 100% at lunchtime. I went the wrong way and I had to paddle against the current. I was exhausted. They asked me, "Do you want to give up?" But I said, "No, because I've also been having a wonderful time. There are pink dolphins, pink, not grey, that come close to the boat. I think that if I can do 100 kilometres a day, then I can make it."
Phone call 2.
I've been on the Amazon for a week now, and I've been paddling for 6 out of the 7 days. The river is incredibly wide, and it's very hard to paddle in a straight line. The water is so brown that I can't see my paddle once it goes under the surface. It looks like melted chocolate. I start at 5:30 in the morning, and I paddle for at least 10 hours, from 5:30 a.m. until dark, with only a short break for lunch. My hands have been giving me problems. I have big blisters. I now have them bandaged in white tape. I'm usually on the water for at least 10 hours. It's boring at times, exciting at others. I listen to music on my iPod. I've been listening to "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen to inspire me.
Phone call 3.
I haven't been feeling very well this week. The problem is heat exhaustion. They say it's because I haven't been drinking enough water. I've been travelling 100 kilometres a day, which is my target. But yesterday, after 84 kilometres, I was feeling sick and my head was aching and I had to stop and rest.